Day 5, Victory in Jesus by Eugene Monroe Bartlett. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Today, we're finally getting to the good stuff. Not that the other days weren't great, but this is where we finally dive in to the heart of our study. Today, we begin exploring the fruit of the Spirit. Let's dive right in. Let's read Galatians 5, 22 through 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This passage immediately follows the verses on explosive living that we read on day one. Can you name the 9 qualities of the fruit of the Spirit? What 2 qualities of the fruit of the Spirit do you feel you need or want to develop more of in your life? One of the most interesting things that I have learned in my study of the fruit of the Spirit is that it's actually singular. I used to think that there were many different types of fruit that we could develop, but actually there is only one fruit, but it contains all of the qualities. Those qualities are all interrelated. As we work to develop one part, the other parts will come along too. We don't get to pick and choose. We can't decide that we want more joy, but we'd rather not work on developing patience. We don't get to choose love over self-control. The Spirit works on us in all areas. 1 Peter 3:8 says, "Finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble." Do you see how many of the attributes of the fruit are mixed into one delicious combination in that verse? Jesus calls us to be fruit to a fruit-bearing life. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." What do we have to do to ensure that we continue to bear fruit? And what if we don't? Pray to God, asking for help as you work to learn more about these traits as you take the steps towards progressing in them in your life. Next week, we will begin learning about the fruit of with our first attribute, love. I can't wait to get started. We will conclude today celebrating our coming victory with Revelation 2:7, which says, "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God."